fifth day, Christ is risen. He is living. The resurrection. That was the cry of faith of the first witnesses to Jesus. It was the heart of their preaching to the whole world. It was the condition Peter made for choosing who would replace Judas, that he had been a witness to the resurrection. We must choose someone who has been with us right from the time when John was baptizing until the day when he was taken up from us, and he can act with us as a witness to his resurrection. From Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Mary Magdalene was among the first witnesses. We read in the Gospel of Jesus Christ, according to St. John, chapter 20, verses 1 to 19, it was very early on the first day of the week, and still dark, when Mary Magdalene came to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been moved away from the tomb, and came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb," she said, "and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter set out with the other disciple to go to the tomb. They ran together, but the other disciple, running faster than Peter, reached the tomb first. He bent down and saw the linen cloths lying on the ground, but did not go in. Simon Peter, who was following now, came up, went right into the tomb, saw the linen cloths on the ground, and also the cloth that had been over his head. This was not with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and he believed. Till this moment, they had failed to understand the teachings of the Scripture that he must rise from the dead. The disciples then went home again. Meanwhile, Mary stayed outside near the tomb, weeping. Then, still weeping, she stooped to look inside and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head, the other at the feet. They said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" "They have taken my Lord away," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." As she said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, though she did not recognize him. Jesus said, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and remove him." Jesus said, "Mary." She knew him then, and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means master. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go and find the brothers and tell them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God.'" So Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had said these things to her. Urged on to the tomb by love, she encountered Jesus in faith. She passed into the new world of the resurrected Christ. Cross, nails, and thorns occupied her thoughts. She was looking for her crucified lover, but no sooner did he breathe her name than her grief dissolved into delight. "Rabboni," she said, "master." From the Treatise, Book 5, Chapter 7. I believe, Lord. Come, help my lack of faith. St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 4, "Brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, the gospel that you received, in which you are firmly established, because the gospel will save you only if you keep believing exactly what I preached to you. Believing anything else will not lead to anything. Well then, In the first place, I taught you what I had been taught myself, namely that Christ died for our sins, in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised to life on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. This is the heart of our Christian faith. Christ, dead and risen, enlightens all human life and gives it its full meaning. Christ blazed a trail for us, and if we follow it, life and death are made holy and take on a new meaning. From the Vatican Council II, Church in the Modern World, page 22. If we follow it, that is to say that faith is the commitment of one's whole being in order to follow in the footsteps of Jesus and to live according to his way, detached from self and centered on him who will open us to others. The love of Christ impels us. He died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sakes died and was raised up. Because of this, we no longer look on anyone in terms of mere human judgment. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. From 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 to 17. Father, by the love of your Spirit, may we who have experienced the grace of the Lord's resurrection rise to the newness of life in joy. From Friday on the third week of Easter.